What, you dare me
what,
to make
you,
it about
dare
feminism?
Me to make it about feminism?
Because I can make it about
because
feminism.
I can make it about feminism.
You are now listening to the Feminist Bar Podcast. What is good? What is popping? Welcome to the Feminist Bar Podcast with your host, Tina Tswemaka. Thank you for joining me for this very special episode, which is a story under the 100 Stories of Us platform. For those of you who do not know about this or who might be new to this podcast, well, this particularly is a space for co-creating feminist realities, for talking all things feminism, unpacking, and using this podcast and using this platform, we are going to be platforming stories under the 100 Stories of Us project, which is a community journalism project out of Harare, Zimbabwe, really out of Zimbabwe as a whole, but currently based in Harare. And we are platforming queer stories that are being covered by mainstream media. We are taking back the narrative. We are telling our own stories. We are empowering through storytelling. We are leveraging the power of storytelling for activism and further advocacy. And most recently, for those of you who do not know, Zimbabwe currently had its NAMA Awards. And what has been happening on social media is a trending conversation about why queer Zimbabweans, first of all, were allowed to show up at the awards, and secondly, why they showed up dressed the way that they were dressed. One of the absolute superstars that has been trending as we talk about this has been Rai, and we managed to get Rai down for a short little conversation about this because this is what this platform is about. And without wasting any more time, here is that interview. Okay, so how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I think I'm fresh now, but it's been a long and exhausting weekend.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to introduce yourself to the people that are listening?
Okay. To everybody who is listening, my name is Prince Ryan, also known as Moonchild Rai, also known as He of the Moon, Minister of the Misunderstood, the Unicorn Pain, the Rock Poet. Sure. I am a spoken word artist and a media practitioner. I have a Bachelor of Science in Media and Society Studies. And yeah, I'm just out here living my life and trying to express myself as best as I can.
I love that. Well, welcome to this platform. Welcome to 100 Stories of Us. For those who are listening who don't know, 100 Stories of Us is a community journalism project for and by like queer Zimbabweans, where we tell our own stories and we take control of the narrative. And this is one of those stories, except it is an audio form. So what has brought us here? You know what has brought us here. What has brought us here? Caused a bit of a racket on social media a few days ago. Maybe let's just start from the beginning. Maybe you could tell us about when you knew you were going to go for the NAMAs and how you decided on your outfit, and if you kind of knew that there would be some homophobes to backlash on that. Did you even think about that, or were you just doing you?
Okay, first things first, I'll just be coming out for myself. Like, I'll just be doing things for myself, hey? And I realize that I can't be responsible for how people choose to react to whatever I do say or want, you know, stuff like that. So, when, I got nominated for the NAMAs, under the category of Outstanding Poet, and this was the second I was getting nominated for something, right?
Congratulations.
The first time was, thank you very much. The first time was in 2020, and my outfit still trended, you know, on the night in 2020, back in 2020, right? this time now, I kind of realized that, hey, I think it's just high time I expressed myself, you know, expressed my my fashion, like my fashion beliefs, like my representation, my all, give this outfit, you know, use that platform to say something to something. And I think I quite achieved that. I sit for weeks on end with my designer. I think we had this look from last year, even before I knew I had been nominated, because I'd still made it a point that I was going to attend the awards with or without a nomination, right? So yeah, I got the nomination and I even missed the red carpet. So I didn't think that I would end up, you know, blowing the internet. But then Sunday, I am waking up from my afternoon nap. It's been a hectic weekend. I had to work on Friday and Thursday, and I had to travel and stuff like that. So, and I'd not been eating enough. So it was really a terrible time, you know? And I had been in heels for the first time in my life, and let it be known that I finally took something as a man. I wore those heels, right? And my feet were painful, you know, I needed to relax, unwind, get a massage, but then boom, messages are coming, you're trending. And yeah, it's just basically shitty people being shitty people by saying shitty things. But yeah, I'm not letting it get to me. It doesn't get to me at all.
Yeah, I love that. Have you had a safe space, not only like physically during this time, but also just like a good support system of friends who protect you from, you know, the bullshit, essentially?
Yes, there are people that I know who have been going all the way to defend me, to, you know, make it a safe space for me online. And I think it's been pretty good. And people who know me know that this is the person that I am. I was not acting up or trying to be dramatic on the red carpet or anything. Like, that was just me expressing myself, eh? It just comes with a lot of main character energy, I guess. But that was just me being me, auntie. So, you know, I like, yo, friend, like, you know, make sure you use this publicity for this. You know, they're coming in with their energy, you know, asking me, are you okay? Checking up on me. Where are you? Do you need anything? Look at this person. They're saying this. Should we get a lawyer? Should we put, you know, our legs on their neck? You know, things like that. And some battles I realize sometimes, because I'm staying off the comment section now. Like, it was exciting the first 2 days, but then I do not want to end up internalizing the shit that people say. So, but then I'm getting sent in, you know, these new things. Zim Celebs has posted you. This has happened. And I'm seeing comments. I'm like, yo, these are my fans. Okay. Yo, this is my family. Okay. I'm like, these are my friends. I'm like, okay. And then people I do not know. So a lot is frankly happening, but we're keeping up.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. The first thing you said, actually, I have a lot to respond on about what you just said. The first thing you said was that you were just being yourself. And I find that, like, a lot of times, you know, honestly, actually, I do not know if you are queer identifying. You don't have to answer that. But since this is a queer platform, like, I just want to relate it to that experience, which is that a lot of times you're just existing and you're just being yourself. And because it is just so different and so courageous and so brave, and so different from the rest, then people, you know, turn you into a statement and you become this very political statement, even if you just want to exist, even if you are just being yourself and expressing yourself. Because maybe you're not an activist and maybe you don't want to be an activist, and now you're like this pillar of inspiration for, or like the queer babies, like, oh my God, I want to dress like that. And you're like, I was just being myself. Like, I don't want to be tokenized. I don't want to be sensationalized. I don't want to be sexualized. I just want to be. So is that something that you resonate with?
I think it's also nice to do something different, right? As much as I'm being myself, I wasn't really okay, how can I put this? When I went up there, I went as myself. Yeah, that was a given, right? But I would be lying if I say I didn't know the implications and everything surrounding the statement that I was pulling. I meant to just, and I took that run so that other people can be able to walk.
Ah, so you are an activist. So I was wrong and you are an activist. Okay.
Maybe it's because I've never recognized as an activist, but if Canadian activism, then you've got me.
Yeah, because taking up space in spaces that are historically not for us is a form of protest. So I would say that, yeah. And you know what? It was awesome. You did exactly what you set out to do. And you started a conversation. And even though we are out organized and outnumbered and their volume is louder than ours, it doesn't change that we're still making the noise, for sure. So, I mean,
no, I was off because I'm like, but you know, guys, like, why are you triggered? Like, what's wrong? Like, what's
Chilly.
Wrong? Why are you triggered? Why are you mad?
Like, yeah.
How is you mad? How is it taking away your sadza? How is it giving you employment? How is it bringing back siesta? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, in a country where we have so many other issues, it is crazy to me how much time people still have to dedicate to just being hateful. It's like we have other problems. We have other problems going on. Okay, so now that we're here and now that I guess you have this platform, what is something that you want people to know, maybe even about you or just about yourself or about any of this? Like, what would you say?
At the end, I think I would just like everyone to know that they can still be themselves in a world that demands otherwise. But then the truth is, we are also here and we are here to stay and we are here to take space. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard and they're going to be hateful and draining and exhausting, but being true to oneself will always allow each and every one of us to push as far as we can. So I think, yeah, everybody, do you, and please check out our events at Moonchild.district on Facebook or Instagram. And if you are an artist, please reach out. I am all about inclusivity and diversity and promoting safe spaces for artists. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Thank you, Rai. And, you know, thank you for your time and coming on this platform to say what you had to say. It's exactly why we're here. And, you know, for those of you who are going to stick around and listen to the rest of this episode, I'm actually going to be getting into some of the different ways that like queer Zimbabweans have been affected by things that literally don't make sense, like religion and tradition and harmful cultural practice. I'm not going to drag you into it, right? But thank you for your time. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Thanks, girl. Thank you for giving me this platform to express myself and to talk to everybody out there. I love you. I love this platform and I love what you guys are doing.
Hey, so that was our 100 Stories of Us interview with Rye about the crazy social media backlash that is kind of going on about the NAMA Awards. And at this time, like, I was just thinking about, like, how can we have this episode and finish it off without talking about some of the obvious things that need to be addressed? So, you know, for those of you maybe who were not on social media when all of this was going on, or those who have not read it in the news, whatever, wherever it is being posted by other mainstream hetero patriarchal capitalist outlets. One of the things that was posted was that there was a member of the Apostolic Comedy or whatever who was now writing a letter to talk about how people were showing up at the NAMA Awards emulating homosexuality in quotes and wanting people and institutions to adhere to the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And I was just thinking, like, first things first, name the constitutions of Zimbabwe that are specifically persecuting people because of their gender or their sexuality. We might be excluded in the Constitution, but it is not specifically talking and targeting us, right? The second thing that I wanted to say is that, I mean, what does it mean for homosexuality to be illegal? We currently have the criminal code, which prohibits sodomy, and it has a criminal sentence. However, I mean, I, you know, being very aware and sensitive to the fact that many people have been charged and incarcerated because of it, I'm just wondering, like, if someone is dressed how you think is gay, like, what does that look like? Or do you go to the National Prosecuting Authority and you're like, hey, this person looks kind of gay, like, let's look into their life and we're gonna find some kind of, like, penis in the ass somewhere? Essentially, that's what you would need for that to stick in a court of law. So, you know, just, this has also been an interesting time to note that there's a lot of misinformation that goes around, which actually peddles homophobia. So people saying that things exist that don't exist, or people talking about laws that are wrong, or people talking about policies that are wrong, just as a way to get other people on their bandwagon. And it just also goes to show the low legal education that we have around these things. And people will never turn to the facts and they'll never turn to the truth, but they will always turn to, like, whatever is easiest to fit into the box of hate. And, you know, this is something that happens a lot in Zimbabwe, where we talk about the constitution and, oh, referendums and the people have voted and the people majority and the people that, and the, oh, ooh. And I just think that there is no space in a fair and just world for referendums on human rights issues. We do not need to put to a vote whether people are subhumans. We do not need to put to a vote whether torture and political violence are right. We do not need to put to a vote whether, you know, women no longer being allowed to work and, you know, domestic violence and are okay. So in the same way, there is no need for us to put to a vote whether people's gender identities or sexualities are valid in the eyes of anyone. So anyway, I will not make this too long because this was actually a story about Rye and not really a story about anything else. But, you know, what we're doing here is leveraging the power of storytelling to show a problem in the system. And what this story today here tells you is that we have a problem of lack of legal education. We have a problem of, you know, bigotry and wanting to subject others to conditions that we have previously fought before. So we have legislative problems. We have norm and culture problems. And even though these are not the circumstances that we want to start these conversations, we're going to be here as they're happening and we're going to catch every single one of them. So thank you for listening. And if you want to support our project, please visit 100storiesofus.com.